The Urban Professionals. I'm going to start a rock and roll band, not a good band where you have to be in tune and wear makeup. This will be a band consisting of people who are approaching middle age, by which I mean they know the words to Woolly Bully. This will be the kind of band whose members often miss practice for periodontal reasons and are always yelling at their kids for leaving popsicles on the amplifiers. We will be called the Urban Professionals. I will be lead guitar. I miss being in a band. The last band I was in, the Flemtones, dissolved a couple of years ago, and even that was not a truly formal band in the sense of having instruments or playing them or anything. What it was, basically, was my friend Randall and myself drinking beer and trying to remember the words to Run Around Sue by Dion and the Belmonts. Before that, the last major band I was in college in the 60s. It was called the Federal Duck, which we thought was an extremely hip name. We were definitely 10 pounds of hipness in a 5-pound bag. We had the first strobe light of any band in our market area. We were also into the blues, which was a very hip thing to be into back in the 60s. We were all singing songs about how our woman, she done left us, and we's gone jump into the wibba and drown. This was pretty funny because we were extremely white, suburban-style college students whose only actual insight into the blues came from experiences such as getting a C in poli sci. In terms of musical competence, if I had to pick one word to describe us, that word would be loud. We played with the subtlety of an above-ground nuclear testing, but we made up for this by being cheap. We were so cheap that organizations were always hiring us sight unseen, which resulted in a number of times in our being hired by actual grown-ups whose idea of a good party band was elderly men in stained tuxedos playing songs from My Fair Lady on accordions at about the volume of a drinking fountain. When we would come in and set up with our mandatory long hair and our strobe light and our 60,000 pounds of amplifiers, these people would watch us in wary silence. But once we started to play, once the sound of our pulsating beat filled the air, something almost magical would happen. They would move farther away. They'd form hostile little clots against the far wall. Every now and then they'd send over an emissary who would risk lifelong hearing damage to cross the dance floor and ask us if we knew any nice old traditional slow dance foxtrot type song such as Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which of course we didn't because it has more than four chords. So we'd say, no, we don't know that one, but we do know another one that you might like. And then we'd play Land of a Thousand Dances, a very big hit by Cannibal and the Headhunters on Rampart Records. This is a song with only one chord, E. Almost all of the lyrics consist of the statement, I said a nah, as follows. I said a na 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 na. Our best jobs were at fraternity parties. The only real problem we'd run into there was that every now and then they'd set fire to our equipment. Other than that, fraternity brothers made for a very easygoing audience. Whatever song they requested, we'd play Land of a Thousand Dances and they'd be happy. They were too busy throwing up on their dates to notice. They are running the nation today. Me, I am leading a quiet life, too quiet. This is why I'm going to form the Urban Professionals. Right now, I am actively recruiting members. So far, I've recruited one, an editor named Tom, whose musical qualifications are that he is 32 years old. He's going to play some instrument of the type you got handed in rhythm band in elementary school, such as the tambourine. Just judging from my circle of friends, I think the Urban Professionals are going to have a large tambourine section. Once we start to catch on, we'll make a record. It will be called A Moderate Amount of Soul. After it comes out, we'll go on a concert tour. We'll stay in Holiday Inns, and sometimes we'll trash our rooms by refusing to fill out the guest questionnaire. Because that's the kind of rebels the Urban Professionals will be. But our fans will still love us. When we finish our act, they'll be overcome by emotion. They'll all rise spontaneously to their feet, and they'll try as a gesture of appreciation to hold lighted matches over their heads. Then they'll all realize they quit smoking, so they'll spontaneously sit back down.